with anything.
Well, Sarge, too. You're our age group.
Well, anybody beyond us, you know, like, but we actually had things that they just took away, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right before we would have a chance, like, to buy a home or to have children or to have a family lifestyle and stuff. You know, it was almost like without the war, we needed to be depopulized in a different way. Bad food, you know, bad chances. You didn't get a good job. Everybody's getting laid off all their life. You know, like, what could you guarantee in your life for your children?
I always thought, I mean, I've been in this, I always thought I'd get a job, and I'd get a job, and I always had a job, it seems like, you know, so I fell right into it. I really am, you know, I'm a sheep. I can't say I'm not a sheep, because, but I don't know. I've always thought I had a job, and I always did.
I think we did good. I just think that the path has been getting narrower. And it's kind of really hard now because inflation is beyond our limits. We can't, nobody can afford inflation right now. You know, like, when does the value of a house going up, you know, eventually cause everything to crash? Because you want your house values to go up. But you don't want to pay too much for everything.
Well, what do you predict? What do you think? You think we're going, you think we're going to ride the line? I'm just going to say, you think we're going to ride the coattail of Trump's economy until it, you know, just falls into the abyss? Or you think we're going to,
I think the plan is the third wave right now. What do you think?
I'm not sure what you said. Did you say third
the
wave?
Third wave of COVID right now. Like,
oh, no, it's going to end.
It's going to exist.
You'll see, it'll be gone.
I kind of feel like people aren't going to be settled because this election didn't really go well. And it's going to be a shame this year. Like, you know, like, it's strange. Like, that Indian curse, you know, was saying on the zero year. And now we don't even know which president. And whichever one dies is probably the right one. And it's weird that they would pick, like, Kamala Harris if Biden dies, like, on a 20-year or on a zero-year with that curse.
She has an interesting story, too, you know?
Yeah, I know.
You know, I don't know if people – I know a lot of people I know didn't do proper research. Which is really your only weapon is proper research.
I thought they brought her in at the last minute, you know, waited as long as they could so that nobody could see much of her before they elected.
But Tulsi Gabbard pretty much told you what it was when it was running. I don't know if people, well, it's such a short memory span these days. But Tulsi Gabbard, when they was having their own debate. You know, I don't know if people remember that, but it's easy to find some great information in there.
Well, isn't that what brought her down in the runnings and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And why would they pick her out of all the possibilities they had?
They probably got more control over her.
Yeah, because you know, the vice president can be just picked, you know, mm-hmm. and people go along with it. And I've been watching that recently, you know, with Pence and stuff. It's like, you know, it's not the popular choice. It's kind of a strange choice all the time.
But it got women. It has women attention. They're saying she's black, but really she's Indian, Jamaican, Indian. You know, her father's a tycoon, an oil tycoon.
Well, that kind of doesn't almost mean she's Asian, she's Jamaican, right?
Her pedigree is from India.
Is that considered Asia?
That's Brahmin. That's like Brahmin, British.
Okay. Well, she's got a Jewish husband. So we're covering all the bases.
I heard she wasn't even really qualified to be president.
If you're asking me, I don't see the qualifications. I mean, she took a bunch of minorities in jail out in California for smoking weed. And she laughed about that. I mean, she is.
That's facts. That's facts.
Yeah.
Is it?
And that, you call that liberal?
So is that a contradiction to Black Lives Matter?
Well, hell yeah.
Everything is a contradiction. That was a good word. That's what confusion is. Nothing there.
I mean, welcome to my world, you know.
Here's a good question. How does the media decide our election?
They were used. They were a tool. They're part of the swamp.
I watched a lot of things because I've been stuck here and watching TV and stuff. And everything that I seen on TV was biased, all against Trump. And when I see that kind of stuff, I just think that, you know, like it's set up to give the impression that you can't pick somebody else. There's like only one choice. And that was all the media. Like even Fox wasn't so good for Trump.
There's sycophants on Fox. Fox was definitely a tool of the Republican Party. Okay, there's some passionate, you know, I mean, but I love Fox because at least Fox, they put on both sides of the story. They actually let people talk. They let the nutcase left and
that deserves some type of, you know, respect. At least.
When I said fair and unbalanced, okay, I mean, it's as close as you're going to get.
I agree. But wasn't it overwhelming how many other channels were the opposite of that?
Every channel, except for these obscure cable, you know, right-wing cable channels.
What kind of an election do we really have if the media is so biased that you get no choice in what you're going to think when you get to the polls? Like, only alternative had an alternative to the media besides a little bit of Fox.
Right. Basically, internet. It was internet.
Yeah.
What do you call this? However this radio station goes over. That was the only means of getting any kind of fair and unbalanced. What do you call it?
Revolution radio.
What do we like? You know, if I want to tell a friend or something, like, what do you tell them? You know, is it just it's on the internet, or do you tell them like, what is the actual, you know, classification for like this kind of a media?
I would think it's alternative radio.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But what it is it's everybody's voice. We might as well do a plug for the station. You know, it's the regular people. Like, we're just, you know, everyday people that decided that, you know, you could do this. You know, like, it's not about my voice getting out. It's about what do we think here together? Like, how are we going to solve this thing? Like, isn't that what this is all about? Like, how it feels to live, and what do you want to live like, and why doesn't it like go the way we want it to instead of the way somebody decides for us?
Well, can I ask the best thermometer here? Because like all three of us have kids and we have grandkids, right?
So yes.
Just on the political sense, just watching their reactions, and you know, we can only watch, right, and see how they react to see if there really is a change to see, you know, just. That's my thermometer in real life.
That's a great point. But in my observation, and I believe in your observation, I wouldn't trust what my grandchildren, even my children, think, because they didn't get the non-biased stuff. They got the biased stuff. That's all they know.
But everyone is going to be faced with watching how the next two, three, 4 years go? You know, are do things get better? Are these people going to be like, you know, will they be exposed for just lying in another typical political campaign speech and what they said? Look at what the right, what the left wing, look at what the blue team were telling their voters. We'll see if they hold up. You know, we'll see if, and that's what I'm looking at.
I heard they promised the Native Americans and the black voters a lot of things, and they want them to hold up to it too. And the interesting thing is, it is what gets done, not what you talk about. You know, it's like, it's going to be interesting. But what we're seeing right now is that the media decided our election. We didn't get a vote count. We got a lot of rigmarole.
Oh, the coup went down, folks, on the highest level. This country is powerful, and you just saw government get overthrown, man. You just saw people. How should I say this? You just watched the most organized, probably most organized and technical country on the planet. You just watched the citizens get bamboozled, man, taken for a ride.
Yeah, and you gotta feel sorry for them, you know.
I feel
sorry for them, but at the same time, if you want to think like that, well, drink your own poison.
I think if you're gonna follow the leader, you deserve what you get.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna condone it. I'm not gonna say that it's decided. I'm not gonna decide which one was right. I'm not gonna be a part of it because I don't want to be responsible for what choices we make at this point.
Some of them are arrogant. Look, I got a couple friends. Look, you say the word conspiracy. Oh, you a nutcase. You know, and I'm like, my response is, go look in the mirror. There go your nutcase.
Yeah, exactly. But if you can't change it, if you can't do something about it, then what's the big argument for? Like, I don't want to fight the Republicans or the Democrats. I don't want to have anything to do with fighting. What I want to do is make sense, and what we always get is nonsense. Stuff that doesn't make any sense at all, like this fighting each side and having two sides to pick. This is all nonsense.
Can I make the simplest case? I want to somehow convey to everybody that's possibly listening or in real life and on this radio, okay, that here we go. Just put yourself in a position where your life, you're on trial, and it's life and death. It's a death penalty, okay? And would you really prefer your fate, your death, your mortality to depend on a bunch of mailed in letters, ballots from the jury that no one can watch them process?
That's okay, a damn good point.
I'm just saying, on an individual level, everyone has to make a decision whether they would trust that if their life was on the line. And
we didn't it doesn't get any basic.
It doesn't get any more simple and basic than that. All right.
We didn't get a choice on the mail-in ballots. What we got was COVID and a big panic, and oh, we're going to have to do mail-in ballots. That was not the truth. Go ahead.
You cannot deny that. What was it? 70 million, 100 million mail-in votes came? I think, I don't know. It was a phenomenal.
Actually, more than there was voters. That's what I heard.
So what I'm getting at here is these people were sort of like, they liked the idea. It was gung-ho. And these people, they have to look themselves in the mirror, as the sergeant said, you know, and say, really... a reality check and say, would you want your life to depend on a mail-in vote where they counted the freaking letters inside without any real witnesses? I mean, just picture yourself as
I think you're right. I think it's mm-hmm. life of America is at stake here too.
Yeah.
And when what's interesting is that we didn't really have a vote. We got hijacked, like you said, a coup. And the media was biased. If the media was biased, why are we even having elections? Why don't we just call it off and say, you know, like this was like the biggest farce we've ever seen. And we really should have more representation, like a voting system that works. Like who would want a voting system that doesn't work?
I don't. I'm disgusted.
Yeah, and in America, of all places, you know, like these people act like they can just have broken things and say that's okay. I mean, we know, I'm a programmer. I know exactly what they mean by you could change it.
I want to tell you an election day story here. So I go down to the senior citizen center, right, to vote. That's where the polls were, right? And they gave me this like piece of paper, right? When you had to check off with a pen they gave you, right? To fill, like just like one of those SAT tests, okay? And it was inside a notebook, like a kind of clear notebook, right? So I go over to a table, I fill in my check marks, right? You know, I fill in the blank, right? And I take it over to the guy, right? And I take it over to the machine. The guy takes it from me, opens up, and he looks at my frickin' paper and then puts it in the machine. And I said, you looked at my vote. This is my point. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know that wasn't legal. Well, let's just say you can't get arrested. My point being is when you go to vote, it is your private vote. If you want to stand up and get a Trump or a Biden sign, then that's on you, man. All right. But if you want to, I'm just saying that's a sacred thing. Your vote is your freaking vote, and that mother effer did that. And you know, and I didn't cause a scene because I live in a freaking Democrat town and I'm voting Trump. You know, it's like, wow, man. I went on the internet and I posted that shit on the town, on the town. You know, whatever. And got some reactions, and it just happened, and other people added to that, you know, they saw the same thing. So we'll see where that goes. But I'm just saying, this is not good, folks. What just went down? I live in a Democrat town. Whatever party holds, whatever party is holding that city or that town, they run the freaking polls, man. They run those booths.
And is that considered voter suppression? That's a form of we equal. I went through that myself in my lifetime. You see what I'm saying? So we have an equal feeling, mutual feeling.
Yeah.
You know, that's not fair for him to see your vote like that. You could have folded up. And you could have put it in a computer yourself.
Exactly. I was, which is what I did the last election. This month, this freaking guy, he didn't think of it.
It's not hard. It's not hard. It's just like putting a card in an ATM.
it looked like a fax machine.
With sleight of hand, you might not want to hand it to anyone.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of strange stuff going on these days. And, you know, it could be our fault, too, because we allow this kind of stuff. We think it's how you get to the top.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it takes.
Just for the record, I voted in Morrisville, PA. If anyone out there wants to make anything about that, my election voting.
But the best one, I mean, to participate in is absentee. I mean, for the military, you know, but that is compromised too in a way, but at least it's private.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with that. Cause that's a legitimate mail-in vote.
Yeah. But that one you trust because it's military, it's probably not as trustable.
No, I trust cause I would only trust that if there were a red and a blue team observing you know, when they open the letter and they process it, that, you know, and do signature checks and stuff like that.
I thought that's the way it was supposed to be.
Not in Philly. Yeah. You can go. They didn't check anything in Philly. They didn't check freaking signatures. They didn't check nothing. These weren't even addressed to people. These are just like blank files that they mailed a million of them out to everybody. Just, and it's like, and people are just filling them out with bags. Oh my God!
Hey, city of brotherly love, you know.
I think they had problems up in Detroit. I think they had problems down in Arizona.
But each state operated in a different system. So
they're all unique. Every state has their own laws, election laws.
Yeah, yeah. That's why your council members play a good role. You know, because I think that's the ones that really, you know, like a board of directors to the sheriff and to the,
yeah,
I know down there, the mayor, you know, that's your board of directors.
They organize and police it. I don't know if you watch the news, okay, but it's like the things that went down in Philadelphia where they didn't let the Republican, but they threw the Republican observers out, okay? And then Trump complained, and the Supreme Court made an instant decision within like hours or something, or a day it took, right, and said they let the Republicans in. My problem was all the shit that went down before that, right, was missed. So then when the Republicans got in, they didn't let them in. And that's one of Trump's cases right now, okay? And the other thing was, in Detroit, what did they do? They took and they blocked the windows. They blocked half the windows or something, right? They had the observers in there, the Republicans. They made them stand, 10 feet away or something. And you can't see what's going on. And then they wanted to, I don't know, make a long story short, they took a ruling went down, and somehow they just moved everything farther away. I can't describe it. I'm blowing it. But nonetheless, shit went down in Detroit. Shit went down in Philly. Las Vegas is a joke. And Arizona is a... Well, they need a recount, Arizona. Let's just cover it all. Georgia, that's so freaking close. I'm done. I'm stuttering. Done. Freak.
Well, Scott, I noticed you... Not to cut you off, why not?
Go ahead.
But I notice he's dealing with emotions better.
Yeah, I totally took it to the group, actually.
Okay,
I'm sure he pulled back. I'm positive of that.
Yeah, but I mean, but that's maturity though, and that's experience, and that's what you're supposed to do as a man. You know,
I think what he's doing is what I was going to say next. Is like, it's like the creator made it like so you can see the truth, what's really going on here. Like everything's so close, you can't call the election yet. And media is trying to push it so that Trump doesn't get a chance to fight back. And the way everything's biased against Trump, like there's nothing he can do right anyway. Like everybody's already talking that way. So it's like he's being biased in the court system and everything else. And what's really interesting is when you say anybody but him, you're on the wrong path anyway. Like that is not the correct answer for, you know, a
president. And that is the main theme. That's the main theme. Because I done told some of my friends that I talked to. I said, man, Jerry Springer could have ran the way the media and COVID and all this.
That's exactly what they're saying when they say anybody but Trump. Mm-hmm. And Biden is nobody, believe me. And I'll say that. Because he didn't present anything. I don't even know what he's about. You know, like it's funny that people are telling me now that he's about this, that, or the other thing, and I hope he does what he said. But I don't remember him being so outgoing on any subjects. And he pretty much is just the opposite of Trump. And it's like this thing where Trump can do no right. And so what I think is we just saw the biggest scam that we're ever going to see, because we can't vote like this anymore. We have to have a better voting system. That's all there is to it. And if we do fix the voting system so that it's accurate, why do we need representatives anyway? Like, you know, we're in the 20th century here. We're talking dog and pony with all this voting crap. You know, when we had to be represented, we don't need representation now.
Well, see, wait, I gotta say, it's like this represented on the highest level what takes place in the lowest level of township elections. You get a Republican or a Democrat town, okay, and you try to run against somebody just for like school board, you know, or commissioner. It's like you don't stand a chance because they suppress you. I mean, just take what they do to you in a little town where no one gives a crap, right? And these people just pulled off with 70 million people that are saying like, well, stick it up your ass. This is bullshit. I'm gonna take this. You're talking on army 70 million. I'm just saying, this is grand scale lunacy, folks.
I think it's obvious. I think what happened was we've been hangshied, you know, like we've been taken for a ride, and we're gonna find the truth. But you know, they are, or whoever wants it to take so long that they can take over by then, and it'll be just unsecided for the next 4 years. It'll be the crappiest thing that we've ever done with America because of it. If we don't do the right thing in America, why would it do good for us? Like, if we're all going to be lying and cheating each other and, you know, allowing scams to happen and stuff. Look at how many, like, things they redact and they won't tell you the truth about. Like, why even have a government if they're going to lie?
So
how do we change it? How do we get it back to like where the people actually run the show?
How about legal votes? You know, elections with legal votes. Votes that are freaking legal and can be verified. Then the people will have spoken.
Yeah, everybody knows that we need verified votes. Like something you can go and look up and change it, and it'll change when you change it. Like your vote, that you know it got counted your way.
Yep.
And it's got to be a really easy thing to do. We take care of our money system without any problems.
I know.
Well, I mean, hey, you pay your light bill, you get a receipt. You can track that receipt for any dispute.
Yeah, how many people can track their voting? Why? Why would you have a voting machine that's rude that you can finagle?
When you order from Amazon, you get your package, you have a tracking number.
Like, you know, commercial would work if it was so stupid. Our voting system is the worst thing, the worst organized thing, and they say it's like the best that man can do. And it's supposedly the greatest country, too. You know? Like, come on.
You know, it's like going to Las Vegas and thinking you're going to win on a poker table.
let it ride. I'm going to let it ride.
That's the money you can buy. And we can't afford to buy it ourselves, you know. So isn't that the joke? It's like it's all about the money, and then we're not allowed to change anything. So you can't just, you know, plant some seeds and change the world, right? But you can't make it about the money tree, right?
But just like in you know, my neighborhood, who I talk to this whole year about Joe Biden, I said, man, I've been knew about Joe Biden before he was vice president. You know?
How did you even find enough to talk about free?
I mean, bro, 93-94 crime bill.
Yep.
They got the whole video, you know, it's recorded. He's in the Senate. All of his talking points, you got 47 years of proof. Now, if we can have a letter telling you about government in the 1880s,
nobody picked Biden. You know? They picked anybody but Trump. And that is a shame for America.
That is.
And we shouldn't have an election if that's the way people are going to act.
That's a sick society.
Yes, and why did we call off the election when they had all this dirt on Biden? That was a scam again right before the election. And that like shows us how devious it is, and it shows us how we just go along to get along. And we're not going to change anything like this. We're going to sit here and just gawk at them deciding who's going to win this. We're not even going to get a choice. At this point, we should be asking for a new election, you know, because we didn't get one.
It's a reality show. Reality show getting run better than this.
Yeah, and we should pick a different candidates ourselves. Like, why don't we change the way it's done?
You're getting deep here, man, because it's like, you know, you get these, like, the Republican and the Democrat Party, there's a lot of, like that machine.
I know.
So I mean, how do I say this? To be somebody with something important to say, and someone that's actually running who has answers, you know,
the answers.
How do we get past? You know, how do you get past? Like not having the money and not having the media coverage. It all comes down to that.
You make sense. Because the money never makes sense. And that's what's going on. The little people actually have the best ideas because they know what it feels like to live. And these other people don't know what it feels like to live. They're just guessing at what we might like take and not complain about. And the little people really do know what we could do next. That like we could have lots of things. We would never live like this. We would never live paycheck to paycheck if it was up to us. Jeez, the country's named U.S., you know? What is that? I don't get it. It's states, you know? That means you have different states that you can be in. You know, like you don't have to do what one state does. You have lots of choices here. So America was always set up for choice. And then they schooled us and they graded us and you know, broke our wills and stuff and made us
feel. They broke our will.
Wrong with us. There's nothing wrong with us, only what they've taught us. And this is the time. We're in the time where it's so much nonsense that anything makes sense at this point. Especially, why do we have to live paycheck to paycheck? And now we're not going to get Christmas and everybody's going to be mean and miserable because of the election for Thanksgiving? Like, what kind of Thanksgiving is that? And they're going to be COVID-ed out. Nobody's going to be allowed to touch anything.
It's going to be the dark winter, man. Because everyone's going to be wearing a mask. It's going to be set. And guess what? I'm expecting a federal mandate coming down.
And they're giving you a turkey if you take your flu shots.
Wow.
Yeah. Game of Thrones, the dark night. The dark winter.
Yeah, winter's coming.
which is my favorite, one of my favorites. I love Game of Thrones.
Me too.
Winter's here this year.
Wasn't happy with the ending, though, I gotta tell you.
Winter's here because it's the solstice is the beginning of Aquarius, you know, and like it's going to be the time of plenty. But you can't have the time of plenty if there's too plenty of people. Like, we got to get rid of some people before it's too easy. That's why this whole show is, like, set to happen this year. They're going to starve us out, take away all of our, like, easy living, and you know, make it like there's not enough. Scarcity is their game.
Well, can I just bring up a suggestion here? Like, what I have the answer. Okay, so well, here we go. What do you think will make the people forget about this election and the Hunter Biden thing and, you know, everything else? Like, what do you think could happen before 2020 ends that would make people forget about that? Well, guess what's coming, folks? The UFOs are landing.
And I was going to say Asian wives.
I'm telling you, great reveals coming before 2020 is over.
UFO is the perfect answer to the government, because how are you going to fight with UFOs? They've got more technology than we do, and they're saying that they're going to decide things because they know better than we do. We've been through this like since the beginning of man. It's whoever has the most money says they know what to do next. So is it time for, like, you know, money doesn't really count and intellectuality doesn't come from a book or from university? Like, maybe inspiration is the real answer in this world. And it doesn't take some great freak that, you know, has the money for it. Like, maybe just the regular people have just as much inspiration as anybody else. And that's the real answer. Like, you can find a way to do anything that needs to be done next, but these people want to make it look like you're in gloom and doom, and that's what the aliens are about. There's no choice at all with aliens. What if they start hurling asteroids at us because they can control where they fall?
Well, that'll make us forget about the election.
I've already forgot about the election. Election didn't work.
Hey, that would be a good scene in a movie. Everybody just, yeah. This little mask is not going to help.
It sounds like the media, the one thing after to take the mind off the last thing.
I know, yeah, it would at least get the mask off. It would be like, coronavirus, man, look at this. Gotta love.
What is a guy to do? I have a mask. It's a Philadelphia Eagles mask. Now I'm going to have to go out and buy a Philadelphia Phillies mask? What are we to do? Invest in masks.
I think it's mob rule, right? So what are you going to do when it's mob rule?
Got to do what's best for yourself and your family.
I think the best thing is to say, what are we fighting about anyway? You know, because the mob mentality is really for no reason at all. Like, they're just looking for a fight. Like, if the election was stolen, or if we can't come to a conclusion of who really won, then we should either do it over, or we should, like, take out the government. It's not about hurting each other. It's about fixing the flawed system that we're in. Like, obviously, we don't have something that counts our votes. And that's what it's all based on, right? Who believed this election?
Idiots.
I know, my kids are strong.
I can't think that they believe it. Like, when you look at it, it doesn't look like Biden won. It looks like he stole it. And I'm not, you know, I'm not on Trump's side. I can't believe that the people on Biden's side can't see that. They just don't want to. And it's a shame, because even if Trump fights it, like, it depends on if there's, you know, mob rule again in the government. It all depends on who likes who.
Trump deranged syndrome. That's what took place.
I think it's just fraud.
Well, I enjoyed it, gentlemen. Y'all enjoy your week.
Hey, we'll be right back, Sarge.
Good night, man.
All right, yeah, I'm right here.
Oh.
TheUselessFlips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
Well, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne. And I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one, as we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in. And I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m., Eastern Standard Time, for the Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
And here we are again. The answers with Scott, why not? And Sergeant Miller tonight. And Scott might even have a surprise. It's up to him if he wants to bring on a guest and see what they think. But it's an interesting time that we're in. Like this was not an election. This was like a failed attempt at trying to get one over on America again. And it's like I've seen it so many times in a row. And I feel like it's not America anymore when it's been like devious all along. And I don't know how to put it anymore. Like I do think Rev Radio is like a place to come that will solve this. And because it's the voice of the people, like, we are going to get the truth out. And I really do see how the people here have already decided that the election is being stolen. And I don't think it's all about bias for Trump either. I really think it's for something that's, you know, believable. Like, how are we going to trust each other if we can't trust our elections? And supposedly America was about having something new, something better than the king. And we're still not getting choice. So, you know, like, I'll open it up to you guys. I really think that Rev Radio could use some support, just so you know. Like, the holiday season and that kind of stuff happens. And we are going into the solstice for the new year for the actual Aquarian age this time. which is supposed to be, you know, pouring out the water, which means we've got enough. So, you know, like America, a place that has resources, like, unbelievable. I can't see any problems except the ones that they've made up. What do you guys think?
I agree with the problems are the only ones that we make up.
Yeah, and isn't it easy to get it back to what America was about?
Well, oh yeah.
I can't say it's easy.
I can't say it's easy, right?
I think it is. I think what it is we've never had a chance, and now with the internet and the way people have seen it, even if they tried to erase it fast enough, we've already seen enough to say that, you know, we don't want to live like this. We want to be real. Like, you know, you don't want a government that lies. Like, that's not a good example for my children.
As long as people have food on their table and shelter, then things are going to stay the same. And the government's just going to keep on playing their game, and everyone's going to, and most people are going to go along to get along.
I think the food is tainted. Go ahead, Sergeant.
Well, I mean, I just want to say I appreciate Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. I donate because I enjoy talking with people from different parts of the world. You know, hearing their real opinions, how they feel, you know, unfiltered. And they invested their time to be here, which, you know, which to me means a lot when you really break it down.
Yeah, I think it really means the truth. Like, everybody's looking for the truth. Mm-hmm. Like, all the books, all the things that we've been taught, you know, like, even about the here and the after, it's like it all adds up to about the same. Like, Rev Radio is a representation of all the different examples of what we found. And it pretty much is all the same to me. Like, it's whatever we found.
Just like we talk about Mike Gaddy, why not?
Oh, I agree.
He's worth the donation every month to Revolution Radio. Put it that way.
Yeah, I think every show it gives us a clue where we're really at. Yeah, I was listening to him earlier. He had a few people on with a round table, and it's like the end of the world that we know. Like, this whole system was set up to fool us. And, you know, like, if anything, the Aquarian Age means that we're going to get it right, not go through more hell.
Well, Scott, did you look into Dr. Shiva? I think he's a senator in your area.
I did not. I'm not. And tell me why I should.
He has 4 degrees from MIT. He's from India. He has 4 degrees from MIT. He created email. And he's running for Senate, but he's a humanitarian. You know, by trial and error, yes. And I think he's running for Senate in your area. I think,
what are you feeling, if I'm not mistaken. So you're telling me he was on the ballot?
Yeah, he's on the ballot, but he's an ally. He's a thinker.
Damn.
You know, that's. But just do your due diligence, Dr. Shiva. He's from India, but he's in New York. He grew up in New York, grew up poor, and created email before he even went to MIT as a child. Great story.
Is he a politician?
Yes, he's a politician. I think he runs for independent. He's independent.
I did vote for him. I voted straight red this year. I went straight red only because I was trying to stop the coup. I felt that was my duty. That's how I voted. I didn't do any research, to tell you the truth. I just went straight red, man.
Reminds me of roulette.
Yeah. Fun to watch. Roulette.
There are some good people. There are some good people. Once you hear their story. Dr. Shiva.
Shiva. Got it.
S-H-I-V-A. Great story. Okay. But he's on the side of common sense medicine. You know, like, instead of vaccines, he's talking about keep your immune system at a certain level. You know, you can almost fight, you can almost fight anything. Check your levels.
Yeah. Yeah, see, like, there's people like that that I didn't hear him. He got no coverage. You know,
you really got to dig. You know, really got to dig.
And that's wrong. These people should get just as much time as they, you know? Right.
And that's why it's about the money, and it's kind of a shame. Like, America wasn't supposed to go for the money. You know, maybe it's capitalism that's causing the problem.
Yeah, that's a foundation.
Well, hell, you know what? Capitalism could use some speed limits, just like they make speed limits on the road, you know? It's like, you only sink so much money in your freaking campaign. Okay?
Yeah, it's called the Republic.
The thing is that they have all these like insider things, so they've got an advantage on us. And it's like you don't have the money to invest in things that you could lose anyway.
That's not democracy, man. Okay, if one person shouldn't spend more money than another, that's bullshit. That's not democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a definition out of Webster's. It's not freaking democracy.
It actually feels like hell because it's like you never get where you're told that you could, and you're always betting like as if it's a horse race or something. You know, like you're never really like even when you buy insurance, you're betting against yourself. So it's like an upside down world. Like I get how it works. But it's like you don't get any creator insurance if you're going to take man's insurance. You don't get, like, to the right place if you're going to put yourself through hell to get there. You know, like, it's not supposed to be that way.
I got a quick story about insurance. So my brother, this is before the family blew up. My brother's taking buying insurance policies out on his freaking employees. Certain employees were saying, okay. He's getting like $100,000 policies on these people and paying the premium. And, you know, it's like, so he's betting on them I'll stop here, but I just had a comment on insurance freaking policies betting against myself. The shit I've lived through.
Was that like the people that drive an emergency vehicle?
Exactly. I'd like to do a show on him sometime, I tell you.
The joke of that is how the uppity ups play us. It's like we're like little mice in a cage and they're betting on who's gonna die first and stuff. And they're making money on it either way. I heard they have insurance on the soldiers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's just weird.
That's horrendous. I never even thought of that one.
Well, to make you laugh, I have a $200,000 life insurance policy on me through my military.
Yeah, there you go.
Are you serious? Oh my god!
I still have it. I pay on it. But it's for my family.
Yeah. Okay. So, I feel better. Okay.
Yeah, it's for my family.
Yes, but does the military have one on you too that you know about?
Yes, when you sign that contract.
Oh my god.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Someone
has to pay for that coffin. The flag over the coffin.
So aren't we betting that we're not gonna live as long so that it pays off better?
No. You're just trying to protect your family. Man. It's just like, you know, I don't think I've seen you as a vet.
I'm sure if the insurance on like soldiers is like depending on their life, how long they live, you know.
Well, it's not hard to figure out. You know, why you think they call them G.I. Joe?
But I'm saying it pays off better. Like the insurance works out, it pays off better if you don't live as long. Like that's how it pays better. So if the government does insure you, it's about getting rid of you earlier, you know, so they're not betting on you living a long life.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be why our food is bad, why we get thrown into wars. You know, like there could be a payoff for them getting rid of us in a way. Like COVID, they got paid better if they gave you ventilators. Like maybe there's an underhanded thing going on here. Where if they get rid of older people, they get a break because they're saving money.
Yes, yes, that is one of the X's on the chalkboard.
Well, that's easy math, guys. I mean, if you kill old people, you're not paying their freaking Social Security and all the medical shit that goes with it.
We paid ahead for it. We just never got to use it if we don't live long enough.
Well. That's so you've been hanging out in the Las Vegas mentality. That's what we've all been doing because it's like we paid into it, but they're gonna try to make sure that they don't lose any money on it.
Yes, so this whole thing, this whole insurance scam, it's like a pyramid scheme, and they make out better if we die young. So they feed us bad, they do all kinds of stuff to us, put stuff in the atmosphere, and they're actually gonna make out more. Right?
No, they make out better if we die old.
Well, no, because we gave them a lot of money, and if they don't, if we live too long, we get some of it back.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You're right.
it's devious, you know, when you think about it. Like, oh, geez, everything's like that. You just said the last show that your children have to pay 55% for the inheritance tax. Like, when you get to that point, it's like you got to buy the government out to get your house back from your dad.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's sick, right?
It's like a horror movie, man. It's like a bad beast flick.
Yeah, it could be like it's not even worth half what you got paid, and the government gets it all. It's just default. You know, like, what is it worth these days if the economy's crashing? So what if everything goes back to the government, the place that's not allowed to own anything, according to the rules?
Well, it just happened. Well, they got the Treasury, Federal Reserve, the Treasury.
So if the government doesn't own everything, who does? What always made me laugh was the resources in America are so huge that we would all be millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work for us?
Well, when I'm happy, I am a millionaire. Money means money's never been an issue to me. I've always made enough to get by.
Yeah, that is all it takes is to be satisfied. It, you know, it could be worse type of scenario. You could have a life like mine.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You got adventures. I could call myself stable, though.
Yeah, compared to me. I'm still wondering what stable is this month. I did find out that the reason my last visit to the hospital was to get 3 more stents was to open up one of the bypasses that they bypassed because it didn't work. They tried to say that 10% in the first year, you know, it doesn't work. So if you get 3 bypasses, your odds are worse. So that's the way he put it.
That makes sense because I was actually watching a video about that.
Yeah,
it just came on. I had nothing. I was like looking for it, but it just came on, and I and what you just said makes sense.
It's interesting. Like, I had just recovered, and then it failed, and then I'm still recovering again from the second operation to fix that one. And I'm probably lucky that I, you know, like, got through that second one, too. You know? You have to laugh how things work.
You tried, though. You tried to stop it, though. You fought. It was like a wrestling match between you and the Q-tip.
Yeah, that was probably the worst part of the whole thing. It actually felt like they broke my nose again.
Well, that's why I love you, man. You just whatever.
Well, I do think the next day is a lot nicer than what you're going through. I mean, I do think that this will pass type thing, you know. It's kind of funny. And I got that from my first open heart. And it did. It went right by. Like, I can't believe where I'm at now. I got to go back to work. The doctor said I'm good to go back to work. No restrictions. Oh, I feel like restricting everything.
You'll be running the steamroller instead of pressing the bar.
It's funny, I'm retired. Work restriction. I'm not supposed to work anymore, right? That's what the doctor should say.
Well, my suggestion is just enjoy it. Just try to enjoy it.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I think I'm good. I'm back to where it feels good anyway. You know, see how long that lasts. I told the doctor I'm better at it now, you know, and I've got my nitro, so I don't worry so much. I got an idea how it works.
Yeah, like spring training.
Yeah, it's something everybody should know, too. You know, like, especially the part that your heart needs oxygen, that's why it's hurt. But that's what the nitro does, it gives you oxygen real quick. And then you don't have any fear of, like, losing so much of your heart.
Yeah, that does, like, drop your, like, blood pressure real fast, right?
Yeah, like, instantly almost under your tongue, like, in about 5 minutes, you're down 20 points. And it does only last about 20, 30 minutes, so they have a patch they can put on you that lasts like so many hours.
Well, yeah, we're not talking like nitrous oxide here, right?
No, like pills of nitroglycerin, I think. I'm not sure what it is. I never looked it up.
I know when I get to the bottom of the whipped cream can, and I do the nitrous. I suck down the nitrous oxide. It's quite a rush, man. It's like I feel like I sometimes I have to sit down. I love my whip. Oh, I'm a whipped cream junkie. But I do. I actually do that though. I make sure I get to the bottom of the whipped cream can.
Yeah, it does run out like that, right?
Yeah, what a buzz. It's just like being in the tennis. I mean, it's better, actually. I never have to, like, fall over running that I remember. The whipped cream still works, folks.
a Scott fan.
Yeah, that's the answer. The answer is... I'm so freaking old. Yeah, I'm so stupid. I love it, boy.
Well, you were supposed to share what you learned here, right?
I'm just saying.
Teach the children bad habits.
No one's up. You know, I want to say our guest from Indiana had to go to sleep.
Oh, really?
She failed at the end of the first half of it, so I believe that one. So maybe we'll try it next week.
Yeah, that's that'll be a good surprise.
Because right now in the African continent, right now it's 5 hours behind. She's exactly 5 hours behind.
So. Oh, okay. So 5 hours later, you mean?
Well, it's already Monday morning, right? Now, whatever it is here, so that means it's 4:30 in the morning.
Right. Yeah, all good. I didn't know if she was waiting up for us, or I would have brought her in.
My communication wasn't exact. You know, I had it ready 3:00.
That's how we find out, right? We'll make her a special guest next week. It'll be interesting. And this way everybody knows that it's happening too. A week ahead. All good.
Well, that would be I know I enjoyed that George Maxwell interview.
Yeah, I thought that was great.
That was a bucket list for me.
I missed that.
Yeah. I like the part where he said the second term should be a jail term.
Wow.
Did you get your copy? Watchman sent me a copy. I got it saved.
I got it off the archives. Yeah. I think all these shows are good. Like this one with the interview next week is a bombshell, right, Scott? It should be interesting.
Well, we'll see. Yeah, it should open up some eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to laugh. The things that come to us, you know. That's what I think inspiration is. You know, like it's just this like shocking way of seeing that you're alive. You know, like you'd never expect a life like what you get here. Right while you're busy making other plans.
Yep.
And I think it's all good for us. Go ahead. What?
No, I'm just wondering. What do you think? Is it even worth surmising what's going to go down, or even trying to predict the way it's going to go?
What this year?
For 2021. Well, you know, why jump ahead?
We're not even.
I mean, because the blue team really doesn't take any power into next year. So everything's irrelevant. It's just a lame duck president we're dealing with.
Actually, he can do a lot of things right now, which would be interesting what he does. He's got a lot of power, actually.
Yeah, he still has to concede. They got to go through court. They got to go through Congress. Congress has to approve it. The electors have to vote. You know, you might have some electors that defect.
People have to be honest.
Never saw that. Wouldn't that be something?
Think about being honest, too, doing the right thing so that, you know, you're not responsible for something that you did to people. Like, I don't mind who wins as long as it's the right choice.
Do you want to use, though, who actually sits, like the person that represents, like the person that the cast, the electoral vote, when they have this, like on December 5th, when they have that assembly, right?
I have a copy of it.
But are they elected people? I mean, who are these people?
That's what people don't go study. You see, that's what people don't go look at. You have different senators, different congressmen. People. How many parties they had on your ballot? If you don't mind me asking. Yeah, about 8 or 9 different parties, correct?
No, I had 3. I had 3 choices for president.
Wow, I could show you on my sample ballot at least 12 different choices. You had Kanye West had a birthday party.
Wow.
They have a constitutional party. I'm gonna share that to you.
I wish you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, because I had 3 choices. And I don't even know who it was. I just went for the red.
Yeah.
See, but see, they'll claim, well, you could have written it in. There was a place where I could have written in my vote. But that's not fair though, because that you they didn't advertise. See, and it's a Democrat, it's a Democrat run town, man. So I think it's up to them. Is that possible? I don't know what another person like across the state, you know, up in Erie, Pennsylvania. I don't know they had if their ballot looked the same. You would think it would, right?
I'd rather put a comedian. I'd rather vote for a comedian. Yeah. You know, imagine George Carlin president.
I just saw him. I just watched him.
He would get elected full term.
Well, that's the joke. We don't get the right choice. We get their choice. Yeah, that's why I'm against this whole thing, because there wasn't any right choice.
But you wonder why people love sports, entertainment. It gives them... I know for me, it helps me get away from all this.
I think we just...
Mind game.
Oh, wait, Sarge. What's your football team? Are you Saints?
Yes, I am Saints, and we just won 31-3. We just beat our rival.
Because because they were killing them at the first half. So I guess yeah. So you prevailed. I hate the Saints.
I guess it makes it that much sweeter. I'll be talking shit all week to my friends.
I will never forgive you guys for that freaking playoff game. You took us out of the freaking, we didn't go to Super Bowl because you guys pissed me off still. But anyway, I you can see I got over.
Oh, yeah. We'll be a good friend.
Freaking Brees ought to retire, and I'm done. I'll stop.
Well, we got Malcolm Jenkins, so...
Good.
I don't know why y'all got rid of him.
I don't know why we got rid of Foles. Foles is he's the man. Even in Chicago, probably they almost caught. I don't know. They caught. I love Foles. Nick Foles is my quarterback. He's in Chicago now. But we've given away some great people, man. And the last thing I want to say is we traded Sonny Jurgensen to the Redskins for. Norm Snead. Yeah, we got Norm Snead. You never heard of him. But I know you know who Sonny Jurgensen is. So,
yeah. But y'all had that coach that really messed y'all up. What's his name?
Kelly, that idiot.
Oh, man. He'd have been a good Democrat, put it that way.
Yeah. Oh, my. Well, yeah, never mind. Kelly. Boy.
Yeah, wow. So that's our sports report for tonight. Huh?
Yeah. I love the Saints uniforms. I just want to say, when I was a kid and I had my electric football set, the Saints were my favorite team on that scene, man, with that gold helmet and stuff. I just loved them. Great uniform.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, when they won the Super Bowl was the year I deployed to Iraq.
Wow.
Did you get to see it? We could watch the game, but we couldn't drink no beer or nothing.
Whoa. Oh, okay. It's still good though. I'm glad you saw it.
But I went all in on betting, so I got something out of it.
Wow. Okay, I'm done. Sorry. I got carried away.
Oh, I don't mind. I think it's interesting.
Yeah, it's entertainment. It gets your mind away from, you know, all the bull crap.
Well, I think it was the worst game ever, this voting system, you know?
It was like going to Vegas. It wasn't, God, man. This was a rigged game. I hate to call it a game.
But, you have people that defend mail-in ballots. You know, you're going to put your life on the line for a mail-in ballot?
Because of COVID, right?
Yeah, that's the chess move there.
That's the reason we shouldn't have had an election, because everything was something new. They couldn't verify the mail-in vote on the first time they did it. Like, you can't trust what just happened. That's what's going on here. If America verifies this when it can't be, it's kind of like going along with a lie. And it makes us all look bad. Like, I can't just condone things if you know that it's a lie. If it really is undecided, how fair is it for the media to pick one of them?
But it's a, you know, it's like a hypnotist when he snaps his fingers.
Yeah, I get it.
They
made a choice so that we would get over it and just
as a trigger. If what if you tell someone, "I didn't vote. I don't vote. I don't participate." And they're going to look at you, look crazy, like, "You don't vote. Well, you can't complain about nothing." But
I don't vote. I'm allowed to complain because I wouldn't have done something like that. You know, like, I wouldn't give away my right to decide things to somebody else to decide for me. Like, if the voting system is not a real choice, which it totally wasn't a choice this time, it's like the worst choice we've ever had.
So if I want to avoid that heartbreak, can I avoid it? Can I avoid a body blow and take a punch on the shoulder and instead?
No, it's more like, can we vote to not have a voting system so that we can come up with something that we actually would work? Like, why didn't they fix the voting system before this vote? We knew it was going to be that important.
They did fix it. The fix was in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They wouldn't allow it being fixed. Like, I heard people bring it up. Nobody was allowed to fix anything before this vote. Like, everything is kind of hinging on this is the end of the world, but we know it. And it doesn't matter what happens next because they already got away with everything they needed to.
Yeah, we done had plenty of conversations about that. Why not? You know, and I brought up different countries. You know, some countries use fingerprints. You know, some countries use blood, like fingerprint, blood.
And that's how important this stuff is. And wow, yes. I'm not crazy about the blood one, but it's like that's how it should be.
No, but I'm saying it's your DNA on that. That's
if they can come up with something like that, don't you think the next test might be up your butt? You know, like, that's how evil they are.
Well, not many people are voting for it. Showed up for that one.
We know how you're spread it.
I'm getting to the bathroom humor now. This is good.
But you said it was just a Q-tip.
I get strange. So, just an observation. I forget this one. So I'm watching TV, you know, like, okay, and they show like people in Philadelphia, they're partying and people are in the street, you know, and it's like they're happy, man, you know, because Biden won, you know. So that's okay. So they spend like about, you know, like 2 minutes showing people an interview, you know, that the whole bit, and people like, right. And then they go to a clip of Trump demonstrators, right? This thing lasts for about maybe like half a minute or less, right? And look at them. They're not even wearing masks. That was the freaking head. That was what they hyped on, okay? And I'm looking at like 80% of these people have masks on. And I forget if people were wearing masks in the first shot of the Philadelphia celebrators, right? So I'm just saying that's how they cover this shit. It's like
notice they do not have masks. You can see that they are unhappy.
It's like New Year's Eve celebration. Then he goes to the next screen. It's like, look, they don't have masks on. That's how screwed up this whole thing.
What they do is they make you feel like there's something wrong with you if you're not the type to do what you're told. And it's like, if you're doing what you're told, there is something wrong with you. You know, it's not what's right with you when you're just following the leader. You're not thinking for yourself.
You have to laugh. I laugh because I got some black friends. they're talking big crap. Oh, not another president. And I politely sent them a little message. Joe Biden's mentor was Robert Byrd. Robert Byrd was Ku Klux Klan.
I'm right on. I've been telling my kids.
Grand that. Wizard.
Jesus.
Yeah, so you're wearing a Biden hat, a Biden hoodie. You got Black Lives Matter mask. I said, you a whole contradiction to your own self wearing all that.
Well, you remember how Black Lives Mattered back then.
Listen, that son of a bitch, okay? Biden. He was invited. He went on his own will as a special guest at that bird freaking funeral. Okay,
mm-hmm.
What a joke! I can't stand it, man. That's what I'm saying. I'm really keeping calm tonight, man.
Look at it this way, Scott. Every demonstration, there was more people that showed up for Trump, and then we get an election result that just doesn't make any sense at all. Like, at first, it looked like Trump was winning. And then they stopped the election. When do you ever do that? And then when it starts the next morning, Biden's winning. Yeah, and when does that ever happen?
It happens when they count the votes and they know how many. They've already counted the votes and they know how many they need. That's when the bag starts showing up.
Yeah, but anything could have happened the whole night. You know, like they had a whole night to decide what they wanted to come out like. And when I heard that the media was going to announce it, it's like, what does the media have to do with it? Like, I want an announcement that says we found the truth and this is what the truth is, not what somebody decides. You know, so if we can't have a real election, why are we even putting people in the offices? Like, isn't it our choice? Where did our choice go in all this?
Because it's a matrix.
Right, but it's like, if they can lie to us, we shouldn't have them in there. If they get too much money for it and they decide things because of money, they shouldn't be in there. If they're insider trading, like all this COVID stuff, they all traded right before it so that they knew what they were going to do next. And, that's not fair to the rest of us. Whoever wins ends up taking it from the people that didn't even know what was going on. Like, that doesn't just come from nowhere when somebody gets an advantage. So all these people that are uppity-ups and they keep thinking they're doing the right thing and it's so fair that they can explain why they have so much to take off with, it's really not fair to everyone else that, you know, don't even know what the game is that they're being played. And they end up with nothing because somebody has to pay for all these people to be rich, don't they? Where does the money come from? When you have interest, where does it come from? People don't even think about that kind of stuff.
Great point.
That's why it's not fair. You know, like, I'm not saying, you know, you didn't work for it or something, you deserve what you got to or something. I'm saying that when somebody wins, somebody has to lose. And if you think capitalism works, how can it work if somebody's going to take more because somebody has less? Like, that's how it really works. It's not extra money. It had to come from somewhere. Like, it's easy to see how the stock market works. So somebody is losing when somebody's making money. It just, you know, when you analyze things enough, you can't make excuses for all these things that we do to each other.
Yeah, you know, wait a second. As a country prospers, right?
Not if it's taken.
Are Americans losing? So if the country's gross national,
if it's about getting the most people to the right place, then yes, the country's losing if everybody around us isn't happy with the way we do our business.
So, but you're talking the world, right?
Yes, because what it comes down to is, how do you feel when you do a transaction with somebody? Do you feel like you made out? Because if you do, then somebody else has lost, right? Now, why can't we just have fair trade? Like, you know, where you wouldn't want to get more than you deserve for something.
I mean, why can't fair trade just be a, like a norm? You know, like,
yes.
The norm, and everyone still has a house and they're fed and they're not worried about the next all the bills, you know, like things like utilities.
I think that's how it would work. If we didn't take from each other, we would end up having enough for everyone. But, you know, because we're set up this way, it becomes like something we owe, you know, because it's not fair. And, you know, like if you go and follow the leader and pick these people, which is so important these days, then we're actually, you know, getting behind these people, and we're sinners too. Like, if they're lying to us and they're, like, going around the world and taking down other governments and stuff, then we're getting behind that. Mm-hmm. We're paying for it. How are we getting to the right place? And it's not a religious thing. It's just, how do you feel about yourself if you think capitalism is such a great idea? Like, what ism is the right one right now?
Okay, I don't have a problem with that. Well, there's no ism, so I don't get that. I want to say this, I don't. The only problem with capitalism is it doesn't have limits. It should have freaking limits. There shouldn't be people sitting with like 100 acres of property with like, you know, in three different parts of the country when there's people that don't have a home.
Listening to Revolution.